We've all heard about generative AI. We have ChatGPT and Gemini and Claude and a whole lot of other tools that use large language models to predict relationships between words and text. We use these to help create or assess written work. We can also access generated adversarial networks or diffusion models, which we can use to convert text prompts into images or video. There's a theme that's kicking around in the literature on generative AI and its role in human cognition, and it's an important one to those of us who are interested in helping others to become competent and capable thinkers, or if you're enrolled in a college in order to become a competent and capable thinker. And that theme is we should approach generative AI as a tool to help learners. There's also a quote that's making a way around that literature and in the AI community. It's been applied to other tools and other technologies in the past as well. And it goes something like this. You probably won't lose your job to AI, but you just might lose your job to someone who's using it. Of course, humans have always used technology to do things that they can't do otherwise. Do you need to lift a weight that's more than your strength allows? Grab a lever. You want to see tiny organisms that are living in pond water? Get out your microscope. Need to do some math but don't have the time to do the calculations yourself? Then grab an electronic calculator. In all the tasks that we do with technology, there is a role for humans, however. We decide what to build with what we lift. We figure out the histories of those tiny organisms, and we interpret the answers we see on the calculator screen. We become students and we become teachers because we value deciding what to build, figuring out the life history, and interpreting the data, along with all those other things that we use to understand problems and situations and to evaluate them critically and creatively. Both in school and out of school, we look for evidence that learners have learned what they're supposed to have learned and that their knowledge is accurate. We look for that evidence in their behaviors. We ask, can they read and write? Can they compute? Can they analyze? And, well, you could keep going that list as long as you wanted. There are lots of things that smart people do. But we sometimes get confused, however. We confuse the products of learning with the process of learning. When a student hands in an essay, for example, we assume it reflects the cognitive work of that student. We assume they learned what they needed to, they figured out how to write it, and then they composed it. The essay may actually have come from other sources, however. In the past, it might have been written by somebody else or copied from another source. Today, of course, it could be any of those things, or it could have been written by AI. One of the things that tends to get lost in the discussions of learning outcomes and projects and essays and tests and all the other things that we do in order to earn grades is that learning requires the active participation of the learner. Cognitive engagement is a term learning researchers use to describe the active thinking we do when we learn. If we're not cognitively engaged, then we may have good grades, but we didn't learn. One good thing to determine if you've been cognitively engaged or not is notice if you see the world differently after studying. When I studied botany as an undergraduate student, I could no longer look at plants the same. I paid attention to what they looked like, where they grew, and how they changed during the seasons. We know that we have become smarter when we see things differently. When we take shortcuts to produce the things that teachers ask us to produce, then we may display the behaviors of smart people, but we're really not. So this brings us to AI and how we should engage with AI if we want to be cognitively engaged. When we're faced with a looming deadline, we might be tempted to just have AI do the work for us. Most faculty would admit that generative AI can create essays and answers to questions that resemble those that were completed by a cognitively engaged student. In his 2021 book, Future Proof, 9 Rules for Humans in an Age of Automation, author Kevin Roos suggested that we avoid becoming an endpoint for AI. When we use the AI to write our essay, we are becoming an endpoint. We do not do anything with the information that we get out of it, and this is not being cognitively engaged. One way we improve cognitive engagement with the materials we're studying is to discuss it with others. When we discuss, we tell others what we think we know. They tell others what they think they know, and then we resolve the differences. We ask clarifying questions. We tell each other what we think is right and wrong with their understanding. As we do this, we develop better and more clear understanding of what we know. Of course, this comes from analyzing it, questioning it, filling in what we don't know, and finding the incompleteness in our understanding, and going back and interacting with the materials even more. AI can be your virtual discussion partner. Tell it what you think you learned at the end of the day. Ask it what it knows about it. Ask it questions. Have it ask you questions. But be skeptical of what the AI says, just like you would be skeptical of an inattentive classmate with whom you were discussing things. Be skeptical of what AI tells you. By using it in this way, you're using AI as a tool. Not only are you coming to learn the material in your courses better, but you are learning to use AI as a tool, and that's a valuable lesson to learn when you're a student as well.